You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
According to a new study, the amount of alcohol people all over the world are drinking has actually skyrocketed over the past couple of decades, and it just keeps getting bigger. We're drinking more and more. In fact, since 1990, we're drinking 70% more booze.
That's crazy.
70%.
Everyone's more stressed out, I guess.
I always thought it was going the other way.
Yeah.
People are drinking less, smoking more weed and things.
I think that people used to just sort of drink. It's like what you did. But now I think people are getting bombed.
There was a fact. I forget what the exact numbers were, but people used to drink a staggering amount of whiskey per day, like in the 1800s.
That was to stay alive, man. It was the 1800s. Like, life sucks so bad in the 1800s. You can't even imagine how bad. Everything was dirt.
Yeah, everything was dirt. It was hot.
It was hot. There was no air conditioning.
You wore like 3-piece suits every day.
Yep. The sewage just flowed in the streets.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah,
you don't realize how bad it was like 100-some years ago.
Oh, yeah, it sucked. The pictures of people prove it.
Man.
Adults across the world drank a total of 9.4 billion gallons of pure alcohol last year. Averages out to about 1.7 gallons of pure alcohol per adult. Which means the average adult is having roughly one drink every single day. So obviously there's people that are way on the other end of that
scale. I was
going
to say, I hang out with some dudes that are helping.
Everyday drinkers.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so think of all the people that don't drink, right? And that average still is in effect. Oh, so those other people are way ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
And they're projecting this is just going to keep growing. By 2030, it's projected about a quarter of adults in the world will binge drink at least once a month.
My dad's whole hockey team would drink so much. They would drink so much.
Dads of the past, especially my dad.
Some dads are still holding it down.
Yeah, one time, sure. him and his friend who was in the Marines with him, no joke, they drank 80 beers.
Like in a night?
Yeah.
How many people?
Like him and the two.
Oh, no, come on.
They drink like 40 beers each.
People that drink like that.
It was like crazy. Insane. Like my dad could put away some silver bullet, man.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
Dad, I'm just going to use all these cans to build a fort.
You guys are the most thirsty people I've ever seen.
That stuff doesn't quench your thirst. Try some water if you guys are so thirsty.
I mean, Jesus, need some agua.
I remember clean, because, of course, we, David, would have to help clean up after the Irish parties. And I remember down in the basement, like, picking up bottles and cans and stuff and just being amazed at how much they drank during their little Irish get-togethers. It wasn't 80 cans for two people, but it was a lot.
It's so crazy, because in my world, it was like, it used to be that way. It was like crazy, insane, tons of booze and everything, and then everybody was recovering.
That's
so it changed.
Whenever Dave talks about like the parties when he was a kid, I just picture in the movie Snatch, they have a wake and the Pikeys all drink like to excess.
Yeah.
That's always what I picture, because it's like this Irish people just drinking.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So they drink. They start out. They're laughing. They're drinking. Then they start, when they get more drunk, they start singing.
Yeah.
And then the songs get sadder.
Yeah. I was going to say, then they cry.
In my mother's eyes. Like, you just, I'm like, oh, stop. And then my uncles are crying and my dad, they're all hugging each other. The end of the night was a disaster.
The stages of an Irish party.
It's fascinating to me you didn't get that, like, full accent, having two parents with full accents.
Well, I did. But it left when I was six.
Raised here.
I was six when I left, but I switched right back to it when I talked to them. When I was back in Ireland, I was talking with a full Irish accent. And everyone's like, fuck, where's your North American accent? Fuck, you sounded so lovely on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just happened. It comes and goes. And my kids tell me that when I speak to my mom and dad, even, they're like, oh, there's Irish dad again.
Yeah.
Just comes out.
Accents are crazy.
It is. It's bizarre.
Your brain, I think, knows how the people that you're talking to want you to sound.
Right.
Yeah.
And it will just change accordingly. Because even me being in Scotland for three weeks, that's all it took, 3 weeks, and just joking around, me and my brother speaking with Scottish accents to each other back and forth, I realized I was like falling into it here, and I had to be like, Jesus, stop.
Yeah.
Stop. I drove to work the first day on the wrong side of the road.
It's crazy.
It was wild.
In Ohio, like, there was just, I don't know, like, this is just always, this was the accent, like, what I have.
Yeah.
You know, you go more south, it starts to get real crazy. Like,
sure.
Like, just nuts.
I know. This is one of the songs they would sing when they got real.
The title's sad.
Oh, it's called A Mother's Love's a Blessing.
I totally remember this song. That's how it ended most nights.
Irish boy was leaving. Was this the sign it was over with?
Oh,
night?
Yeah.
This was
yeah.
the last song.
Last song.
Yeah.
Everyone's weeping. Their mother had died. They're all reminiscing.
I bet you were relieved when you heard the song.
Oh, like, my God. Thank God.
They're done.
The smoking and drinking can end. The mother's love's a blessing is playing.
Little Dave, man. It's so funny.
He's seen some stuff.
Yes. Yeah, I have. It's crazy. What's funny is that you can tell, like, when you do your Irish accent, like, it's so much better than the one I do.
Well, because it's legit.
Yeah.
He's got a legit one.
Like, when I...
We're
like,
just hoping.
Mine's like a Lucky Charms kind of...
I like it, though.
I'm like, ooh, what are we doing? Like,
yeah, it's not bad, though.
Dave's like, so natural.
Yeah.
Well, he's pulling it from actual life.
Yeah, no, it's true. Birth. I'm pulling it from birth. But it was... Those parties, you guys, you just... I mean, that was my normal, though, right?
Mm.
Every weekend, there'd be a party. If it wasn't at our place, it'd be at one of my aunts and uncle's places.
Mm. Yeah.
That was their get-together. They had a long week. Now they're going to let loose.
Yeah.
There's darts being thrown, drinks being drank, songs being sung.
So I grew funny. Up with nerds. They did not. My mom's family did not drink anything. They still don't. They're not
really?
Drinkers at all. They drink coffee. They drink milk. You know, they don't drink booze.
I think my dad was like, if I go do anything, I might go to jail. So we didn't do anything. Like my dad didn't do anything.
Yeah, he knew about it.
Like, all I know is there was just stories of my past dad.
Yeah.
You know, like
the wild man.
Like Bryster, Rugby Bryster. And then there's stuff with me.
Yeah.
And it's different. It's a different guy.
You change.
Yeah.
I was talking to my cousin when I saw her last because we were the two oldest. And we remembered, like, we thought it was awesome. But our parents were so smart. They're like, tonight we're going to play a wee game. A wee game called Waiter and Waitress. And you guys will pretend to be waiters and waitresses. And at the end of the night, if you're brilliant, you make
we'll
a wee
you.
Tip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my
so
God.
So get your wee tray and your wee pad, and you walk around all night.
Yep.
You take the orders. You pass them to Uncle Jimmy. He'll make the drinks. You bring them back. We'll see how you do.
And we were like, oh, we need to play Waiter or Waitress.
God, I want that would be great to con your kids into doing that.
Oh, my God. What an idea.
I'd do the same thing, except it's just fear-based. It's not a game. It's like, if you don't get me, you know, Coke Zero, you're dead.
It reminds me of, like, the Mad Men episode that the little girl was making Don Draper's drink.
Yeah.
She learned how to make his old-fashioned or whatever it was he was drinking.
Oh, Manhattan. I made drinks so often.
Yeah.
Way young. Way young, I made so many drinks.
When I was young,
drinks.
I knew how to make my grandparents' drinks.
Yeah.
They were very easy. They were just, you know, whatever, rye and...
Mm.
Whatever it was, but yeah, I had to go get my dad
put
beer,
a cherry
but
in
it wasn't a game.
No, that's what I mean. That's more my style.
Yeah, he's a lot like the Bryster in ways.
Yeah,
I also learned from my uncles. You know, I'd make a drink and I'd shot glass. You know, Dave pouring exact measurement. He's like, maybe we'd be more heavy handed with that there, son.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, come on.
And
they're like,
not, oh, did Dave make that?
You're making that drink like a wee pussy.
Yeah. Don't let David, he sticks to the rules. You gotta actually ask Dave for a double.
Yeah
you like he's nine.
You guys want a double shot or triple shot? Triple shot, geez. Okay, it's gonna cost you.
That's funny, though.
He's such a stickler. He puts one of those, like, bar...
Yeah, like a topper.
A special topper on.
It only pours.
Absolutely. Pours 1 ounce.
My parents had those on the wall.
On the wall?
That you screwed the bottles into and you pushed the cup under?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
That's intense.
I know, right? I know. That's how crazy they were. They're nowhere near like that anymore, but that's how it was back in the day. Like, we had a full bar set up in our basement.
Crazy.
So Wee David was the bartender from time to time.
That's house, like, when they looked for a house, it had to have a bar.
Oh, well,
or they had to get a bar installed or something.
Honestly, it was almost a deal breaker until my mom convinced my dad, you know, David, we could build a bar.
Auckland, oh. Yes, sound brilliant. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes, that's yeah. Good. So yeah. That was the first thing. Like, there was, like, 8 things to be done in the house. The first thing my dad took
bar.
Care of, building the bar.
Yeah.
That was his, like, shrine.
Project one.
Yeah.
Build the bar.
Forget everything else. Someone,
yeah, forget all the other stuff that needed to be done. We need the bar. This.
White trash alert.
We're off to Dixon, Tennessee for this one.
Ooh-wee!
A fight outside Dixon. A Dixon County convenience store led to an attack where a senior citizen's finger was bitten off.
Oh, God, if there was a finger I was going to bite off, it wouldn't be an old person's.
No.
What is that? Why does that even make sense? Why would you even think that way?
Well, their fingers.
They have the nastiest of fingers.
If you're going to bite a finger, you're going to bite a finger. You're going to be that choosy?
I am going to be choosy. Saying.
Really?
Old yeah.
I don't know why I see what he's saying.
I don't either.
But I do.
I thank see what you, he's Lisa.
Saying. I don't. It's like, it's.
It's a scaly.
If you got to bite a finger off.
Yeah, I want a fresh finger.
You want a youthful.
Yep.
Well, I mean, I guess I wouldn't bite a homeless finger.
Do you want a big fatty finger?
Not really.
Like a chubby, like tough a chubby
to bite. Tough for
probably
a bite.
Tell you it tastes better. It'd be well marbled.
Oh, yeah. It would.
You have a big fatty finger. Do you?
Not particularly. But I just don't want it to have, like,
healthy
I don't want
finger.
It, yeah, I don't want it to have, like, the shell of an armadillo.
I don't think.
I understand.
If you're in a state of mind where you're biting someone's finger off, you're not analyzing the condition of that finger before you do so.
Oh, fatty, I'll bite your delicious finger right off. Look at those things. Little Vienna sausages. Nom, nom, nom.
I'm in a fight with an old person. I feel like I don't need to bite their finger off. I should be able to win.
Yes.
You know.
Should be easy.
Couple
right?
Quick head moves and lights out.
Right. So the perpetrator, the finger biter,
big fatty finger.
Want a big fat finger in your mouth? Sausage finger.
Dylan McKinney is his name. He admitted he attacked the senior. Now the DA is investigating as to whether or not this qualifies as a hate crime.
He hates old people?
The fight took place outside a place called Duke's Market in Charlotte, Tennessee. From behind bars in the Dixon County Jail, the 26-year-old suspect said he had been drinking, but he denies he was high on drugs. McKinney said he does have a drug and alcohol problem, and he admits bad things do happen when he drinks.
Sure.
Or takes drugs. The pictures of this guy are...
Oh.
What happened?
Was what that the blood?
Well, he was...
So, well, he was getting his ass whooped by this old man.
Scratch marks.
Oh, the senior was better.
The senior...
That senior destroyed him.
Senior yeah,
the
had, senior like, long was... nails or something. Or, you know, like, clawing
please,
at him.
Please make the senior attack noise.
We're down on these Freddy Krueger-like fingers, were you?
I love Lisa's senior attacking noise.
I don't know how a
senior's
noise would sound, but...
it's creeping me out, but I kind of like it.
It's like part vampire, part velociraptor.
Yeah. Honestly,
now
it makes sense why he bit the finger off,
exactly.
Right? He was getting his ass kicked by this senior.
The only way to stop it was to bite
his
finger.
He had to bite his finger off.
Well, that senior destroyed
him. Destroyed
yes.
His face.
He oh chose the wrong senior, probably a vet.
I fight he's like a cat if I need to, yeah. Fella.
71-year-old black veteran. Apparently, he took issue with this guy's Confederate jacket.
Oh,
so this guy's wandering around in a Confederate jacket.
Oh,
Jesus.
Well,
so that's why they're considering whether or not it's a hate crime. And this guy's a Vietnam vet.
Oh.
The guy that bit the finger off of. Mm. Well, good. I'm glad he got his face destroyed.
Well, sure. Yeah. Now we hear more details of the story.
Yeah. And I feel like a Vietnam vet makes a much better noise than rah, rah.
Yeah.
It's probably silent.
It is silent.
Silent.
Yeah. Silent.
It's probably just dead silence.
Yep.
All you hear is the smack of your head on the concrete.
That's it. Mm. Yeah, I'm glad that guy's face got destroyed. Sucks about that guy's finger.
Yeah, no.
It does.
Yeah, hopefully they can put it back on.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if I didn't notice that.
Because there's two things. Number one, if I was a senior, I wouldn't want that guy to bite my finger off. He's a mess.
Yeah. Yeah, they were able, they say his finger will heal.
Okay, good.
Fix it.
Good.
Thank goodness.
Your finger's only about as hard to bite off as like a carrot is to bite.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's scary in itself.
Mm. But a crazy day in Dixon, Tennessee when a dude gets his finger.
Don't make me fight you, fella.
Make my attack noise.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Nice little story here. A firefighter who rescued a puppy in North Charleston. The puppy was trapped under some rocks. That firefighter has now decided to adopt him. Here's the story from ABC News.
Captain Paul Bryant of the North Charleston Fire Department trying to get to a trapped puppy buried under the rocks.
You can do it. You can do it.
He was responding to a rescue call after witnesses heard the puppy crying.
There we go. Move. He's coming now.
One more gentle tug.
There we go.
How are you?
The puppy, a bit stunned at first, but you can see it as he shakes it off, suddenly wagging his tail, kissing that fire captain.
Go back in.
Yeah. Checked out by a vet, he was then taken to the Charleston Animal Society and put up for adoption.
It's an awesome dog, actually.
It's a very cool Brian dog. Learned no one had claimed him. He returned to save that puppy again.
This is meant to be. He's right. My dog, right. And he's coming home with me.
He was then asked about a name.
Does he have a name?
Yeah, we're going to call him Rock.
Rock.
Okay.
Right. Moments later.
And here he comes right now. Oh, my goodness.
He's going to be big.
Immediately kissing that fire captain again and showing his love right in front of the camera.
Oh, that's so good.
Then fire captain Paul and his puppy Rocky on their way. Rocky, one look back, and then he was off.
Got German Shepherd in him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's going to be a big, big boy.
Yeah, you could see he'd even grown since he rescued him a couple weeks before.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big puppy. But nice story that I'm sure it's, you know, you're doing stuff like that. It's hard not to get attached sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times when people rescue something, they end up keeping it.
That's what I don't understand. How people that work with them don't have like a million.
That's why I couldn't work with them.
I'd fall in love with every one of them. I'd just be covered in cats and dogs.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Lisa knows she could
have a giant farm.
I know. I want to, but I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. She'd be that crazy cat or dog lady that had 15 of them. There's no question. And I feel the same. I love, you know, especially dogs. I love dogs so much that I'd be hard to, you know, if one wasn't getting adopted, like, all right, fine.
Yeah.
Come on home.
Because they have. Like people that will just foster an animal for a while.
Mm-hmm. That's hard.
I can't even imagine.
Mm-mm.
I can't even imagine.
It's great that they do that.
It is amazing, but then every time they lose like this thing that they like kind of start to love, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, a lot of people crying, I guess. Sorry about that.
I know. Yeah, Dave's got to do this.
I was like, oh my God, damn it.
Dave's trying to make himself feel better or something. I don't know what's wrong with Dave.
It was a nice story. I didn't think it was a cry story. It was just a
definitely
little puppy
a cry
rescue.
Story. It's definitely a cry story.
Oh, like when he came out, I think the music was getting to me too.
Anything with animals, I'll just start bawling. So.
Yeah.
And you guys didn't even have to see it.
Yeah, really.
Puppy licking his face. And he's an old man.
Yeah,
it had all the things in it.
I just thought it was a beat, nice little story. I didn't really think it would make people cry.
It would have went into the firefighter's life and how he used to be married and had someone, but they died. Just like they could have really got you.
Yeah.
Jason the Jew had this issue with a pet. Let's get him if we can. Minus the Jew horn. Jason, hello.
What's up?
So you fell in love with some foster pets?
Yeah, well, we had one cat, and then, you know, my fiance is like, I want to try to foster, and I said, no, I don't, because I know what was going to happen. Yeah. So I showed up one day, and there's a cat in my bathroom.
Hey, cat.
That were, like, acclimating to the world, and I'm like, how are we going to give this thing up? So lo and behold, now I have two cats.
Two cats.
That's what happens.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Okay. So you've convinced her now, though, that you cannot foster.
Yeah, but, I mean, you never know what's going to happen.
She'll just bring another one home.
Right? But I was like, please, because I can't give it away once we get it. So
yeah.
I fought really hard.
It's hard.
I fell in love.
Aww. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really hard, but I fell in love. I mean, this is a little baby. It was, like, in my hands, you know?
Yeah. And, oh, yeah. How can you not?
Like, hand-feeding it, bringing it back to life. And then it started to like my other cat. Aww. Like, you know something.
Yeah, you got two cats.
Everyone in my family was like, you know you're going to keep it. I'm like, I'm not. I'm standing firm. I'm holding my ground. I will not keep it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm soft.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Yeah, no, we get it. Totally.
Same thing with little bitties. Like, did I ever tell you guys the origin story of little bitties?
No, you haven't.
Okay,
no.
So, like, I didn't want a cat. Right. The person I was with wanted a cat.
Sure.
So we went out to this place where they had kittens, and I was staunch no cat. They had all these kittens. They gave me one. I was like, this one's too wiggly. I hate it. They're like, gave me another one. I was like, hey, this one has got stupid hair. I don't want a cat.
Yeah.
Then they put little bitties on me, and she did a little circle on my belly and laid down. I was like, I will love and protect you forever. It's 14 years, 12 years later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still with me.
That's funny.
Well, you get it. That's how it happens, though.
I had enough hate in my soul to, like, go through two kittens.
Yeah, get out of here, kitten.
I was like, ooh, I hate this one. Look at him all wiggly and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And then little bitties was like, meh. And I was like,
and you weren't a cat person before
no,
that.
No, I wasn't. No.
Yeah.
Even funny. I even think your cat, right? Like, Lou wasn't the cat.
No, I was going initially to look to adopt another cat, and Lou, she just was like, well, I just thought I'd bring this, you know, his name wasn't Lou at the time, bring this cat and just to see or whatever. I don't know, maybe somebody would want him. And then this, he was putting on a show, he was upside down in his cage and doing all these things, and I'm like, I want this cat. And so other people wanted that him too, so I had to stand by the cage and protect him.
Get away from me!
And guard him, like, no. This is my cat.
That's my Lou.
He is Lou now! He is mine!
He had a great audition.
Yeah. He put it all on. He let me hold him. He was so sweet. I'm like, oh my gosh, this cat.
That's hilarious. He's like, I'm about to kill it. Watch this.
He did. He went on his back. I'm like, oh, look at this cat.
Hello, cute blonde lady.
Hi. Hey, over there.
Got any treats?
I like you. You too. Take me.
That smelly guy was looking at me too, but I'd rather have you.
It is when you're like adopted a pet too, and other people are looking at the same one. You're like, I'll kill you dead. You get near my cat.
Help! Someone to help me! I need help now instantly to fill out some forms.
I'm gonna stab a guy back here if he doesn't get away from Lou. You understand? I love Lou. Lou was upside down. He gave me a cute face. He did a cute pose. Step back!
Oh my God, Lisa, stab somebody.
I've got a tent for him already. Get back. He has a teepee. He has a tent. He has an outdoor tent. He's going to wear a tie. He's going to wear a tie. You understand? Stand back. I've already ordered it from Amazon.
Imagine Lisa with like a torch.
Fire.
Keep away with fire.
Jesus lady.
Get. Sit back. He's Lou. It's my Lou.
Just calm down. I want to look at the white cat over there.
Ow! Oh, my God, I'm burned.
Yeah.
He was upside down to the cute pose.
So I've always loved dogs. You guys know that. But I really was against getting a puppy because I thought, oh, the boys just say they want a puppy, and will they really, you know, take care of this puppy, and then I'll just have to do it, and Amber, and we're really busy, and
yeah.
But then Amber showed me the picture of Jameson, and I was like,
yeah, we're getting that dog. Give me that dog right now.
Yeah.
He was just like a little stuffed toy. He was adorable. Right.
You had to have him.
Had to.
Try and not love me. I dare you.
He does. He loves love, too. Kelly's with us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Hey, Kelly, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, penis, balls.
Penis.
Well, my husband and I we have about 12 acres of land, and every single foster animal that we have acquired has stayed at our house. So we have a pig. We used to have two goats. Unfortunately, they have passed on. We have chickens that we have adopted, and four dogs. So nothing ever leaves our house.
Nice. Right, so you foster, but then you keep.
Yeah, the one dog that I did end up fostering that I tried to let go when they met the foster family, I just ended up sobbing, and I told my husband we couldn't do it. So, and my mother-in-law ended up taking him, so he's still in the family, just at a different house.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I also feel bad for... Thanks for calling in, Kelly. The foster people that show up, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, well,
okay,
sure.
We're here to get our dog. We're so excited.
No, you're not. Get it back.
Oh, God!
That dog
him.
Is dead. Get out of here.
The dog died while you were driving
oh,
here.
Oh, my God.
Now, get lost.
I can't even see a piglet. I couldn't even be near a piglet.
Oh, yeah. You'd have a pig.
I'd have eight pigs.
Yeah.
No, that's bad. You don't want eight pigs.
Mm-mm. But they're when they're little, they're cute.
Oh, they get big quick.
They do.
You see that, though. How many stories have you talked about on the news here where couples adopt pigs, right? And then, yeah. And then the cities are like, you can't have the pigs here.
Yeah.
Yep.
They say they make great pets. They're real smart.
My girlfriend wanted a cat. I didn't want a cat, so we got a cat.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, little bitties was never supposed to be. I didn't want a cat.
That's so funny.
I wanted a dog. And then I was just like... She is my little empress angel.
Yeah. She still sleeps on your belly.
All the time. Yeah.
All right. There is one video up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com you should check out today, it's this. It is a popular Chinese blogger known as Seaside Girl Little Seven.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You love her, Chuck?
Big time.
I guess a lot of her videos involve her eating seafood. It's Chinese,
yeah.
Japanese.
A lot of food
crazy.
Eating people Asian, get big.
Asian bloggers, they do some weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like anyway, this woman, her thing that she was attempting to eat this time was live octopus. You guys, the octopus wasn't having it.
They don't like it, you know, they're alive.
A 50-second video went viral of the woman grimacing in pain. She was trying to eat this octopus when it attacked her. And she's desperately attempting to remove the animal's eight tentacles from her skin.
The beak is going to get you, man.
It gets her nose and her eye. This is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, so you can watch it yourself.
It's under the ceiling.
This guy's feverishly masturbating to this.
Oh, stop it.
Feverishly masturbating.
Look, it's got her eye. Oh. Oh, my God. Ow, ow, ow.
Well, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Super cruel to eat those alive.
You do a lot of cruel things to food over there. You're bleeding.
Yeah. I'm glad that octopus was like, try it.
Fap, 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 fap.
Stop it, Chuck. Stop it.
I know. Like, I'm just saying. Why do you think she's big?
It's super messed up to eat octopuses alive because they're so smart. Like, they're one of the only invertebrates that they put under anesthesia to do surgeries on.
Yeah.
Because they can feel pain and think. Mm. Like, it's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
So, this one is a mature giant Pacific octopus, and it uses its 280 suckers on each arm to defend itself from potential attacks. It therefore tried to fend off this woman who was trying to eat it, attaching its suckers tightly to her face as she was trying to put it in her mouth.
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't feel sorry for her at all. It's just hard to watch. Yeah.
It is hard to watch.
That's a crazy thing. Yeah, they'll eat those live octopuses, and it's crazy.
By the way, she was screaming, I can't remove it. I can't remove it. It's painful.
That's what it... I mean, every once in a while, this is what should happen to us to keep us in check.
Yeah.
You know?
So she's famous for her love of eating seafood online and has shared a variety of videos featuring her favorite cuisine.
Was she going to just take a bite out of it, too?
I think like, so. I don't know.
Ugh.
She can't just shove it in her mouth.
I think they do. They just take tentacles
they chop it up first.
I don't know.
She can't shove the whole thing. That thing's huge.
Yeah. Oh, no, you can't eat the whole thing.
She wouldn't just bite it, would she?
Yeah,
she
just grab it. Yeah, like a piece of beef jerky.
Oh,
yeah.
They usually cut it up.
Horrible bitch.
Yeah, they cut it up.
That's just dudes jerking off, though. Like, let's be honest.
I imagine if giant aliens came and they're eating us like that, I'd be doing the same thing as that octopus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Holding onto that alien's face, shoving my nails in there.
Yep.
You ain't going to take me that easy. I ain't going down without a fight.
That just pops you right off.
This is then the sound of the alien.
Yes.
Yeah, alien. You're not going to eat me. You're trying to eat me. You're going to eat my whole body with one bite. Take this. Take this back to Uranus. Planet Invader. Make me sick. The poke in the eye.
Planet Invader.
I am glad James on our side.
Yeah.
You can eat me, my friends. I'm gonna poop in your mouth, too. Here it comes.
I'm gonna poop in your mouth.
That'll teach you.
It's incredible the way your eyes stretched out. Those things have powerful suckers.
Crazy.
Oh. Well, and there's something sharp in the suckers,
right? I think
right?
in squids there are. I don't know if octopuses are the same like that. I don't know.
But even in their tentacles, I thought their tentacles had, like, the power to grab. But is that just squids?
I know that squids have the barbs, certain squids. Oh, okay. But I don't know if the octopuses do.
I wonder what made her bleed. Something made her bleed.
Yeah. I wonder if it just sucked so hard that it broke her skin.
Mm.
I think so. I think that's what happened.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, here's a quick question for you on the Dave and Chuck lines this morning. What's the most shocking thing you learned about your mom? 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. 1-855-954-6969. Or you can text us at 46969. Because shockingly, a lot of us don't know a lot about our mothers. But what's the most shocking thing you discovered about yours? 1-855-954-6969. 89% of people in a new survey said they think they know a great deal about their mom's life, but there's quite a bit they don't know. There's 25% of people who have no idea where their mom grew up. They don't know where she was born.
Hmm.
How do you escape that?
I don't know.
You just don't care.
40% don't know where their mom went to high school or college. 50% don't know the city she grew up in.
Wow.
50% don't know what her first job was. And 52% have no idea what her ancestry is.
Are these people just they don't have a relationship with their mom? I mean, I don't know how
they just ask people about their
things.
Moms. I don't know.
I mean, it's all just real common knowledge, usually in a family.
I will say there's some things that come up sometimes that you are surprised you didn't know from time to time. Like, I didn't know my mom was a stripper until years ago. But not a stripper, like a tobacco stripper.
She had, I don't even know what that is. Like, one of the
people. They stripped the leaves, I think.
Oh.
She told me she was a stripper, just trying to get a rise out of me.
I think she was a stripper.
No, she was
no one has found out more stuff
tobacco.
About their mom than
you literally strip the leaves and stuff.
Oh, okay. Mm.
I didn't know that was a thing.
But it's called a stripper.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, like Dave's found out way too much about his mom.
Oh, I did. You're right. I know more about my parents than I should.
But, you know, I've always said this kind of stuff. I've always said you really never know your parents, you know, like.
I feel like I do.
They don't tell you everything, though. You know what I mean? Like, they don't tell you everything.
I don't know. Mine might.
Yeah.
But my mom, I don't. She's pretty open.
So I just know, like, there's so much about my dad that I'd, like, love to know, but I don't think he wants to tell anybody.
Mm.
You know? Like, he was engaged before my mom, and he had this whole other life, and you never know. Like, no one ever really knows about that kind of stuff.
I feel like I found more out about my grandparents that I didn't know after, like, they passed than.
Yeah.
You know?
My mom actually wrote a book about her mom. So she sat down, interviewed her, and
I've started doing that
a tremendous amount of time.
But. More and more with my parents, especially with my kids around.
because there's stuff that I know I've just forgotten through the years. You know, like where did my grandpa work and how did this, you know, I just want to get the stories out of them so I remember myself, but also my kids get a little. My grandpa, both my grandpas had died before I was born. So I didn't know them and I've just heard little bits about them through the years. Yeah. So, you know, I'd like to get more information. So I'm always drilling my parents for
my grandma
details.
Was so full of surprises. Like one day I asked her, I was like, who's the coolest famous person you ever met? Grandma, and she's like, oh, I don't know. I suppose it would have been Johnny Cash. I was like, you met Johnny Cash?
What?
I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, she was at an airport and talked to him for a bunch of time, like a little bit in Alaska.
Oh, my God.
She didn't talk to Johnny Cash in Alaska. She's like 3,000% cooler than I'll ever be.
Oh, Johnny Cash.
I don't know. Nobody. Johnny Cash. No big deals or anything. Probably just Johnny Cash, the legend.
The man in black.
Most shocking thing you learned about your mom, 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. First few texts in, shocked that my mom told me she did an 8-ball of coke a day when she dated a drug dealer.
Wow.
That's a lot of cocaine your mom did.
Hey, mom.
Holy hell.
You see, sometimes some things I wouldn't want to know.
I wouldn't want to know my mom.
But you
mom.
Just know. I
but
just
you feel
know
like
that,
you know.
That,
well,
it's not a possibility.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's not a possibility.
Right.
You should know.
And if you've
unless
got
they've
a
had
mom
a massive change
that would have done a bunch of eight balls, then you also know that. You're like, of course you did, Mom.
Yeah, of course.
You still do, Mom.
Your mom, your nose still whistles.
Yeah.
I found out that my mom followed Alice Cooper's entire tour in a VW van.
The entire tour.
That's crazy.
Someone else said she lied to me until I was in college that she graduated high school. She never did. Mm. Well, that's mom kind of like, that's a lie you can get behind, right?
Right.
She doesn't want to discourage you from completing your education, yeah. So she lied about hers. Let's go to Tina, who's with us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Most shocking thing you learned about your mom, Tina, what was it?
Well, I was in my early 20s. My mom had passed when I was in my late teens, and I got a call from Wayne County Probate that I had a sibling that was looking for me. She had had a child between my older brother and myself and given it up for adoption, and she was looking for her family.
And have you made a connection with that person?
We have not. It was ugly at the time. We had to go through some attorney stuff, and it's one of the things I regret. So it's kind of still lingering out there a little bit, but yeah, that was a shock. Definitely
it is,
a shock.
Especially a middle child.
Yeah, that's weird.
Right? Because there was one after.
Yeah. But I mean, sometimes you realize you're just like, I can't take care of another one.
And then you're in a better place down
yeah.
the road. This person said, when I was a teenager, I found out my mom was escorting with my aunt.
Damn it.
Well, I understood, and I'd actually drive them on their dates. Jesus. Is that a kid pimp? Is he a kiddie pimp?
Yes.
I'll just wait here while you go have your sex with this. And if you anything goes crazy in there, just I have brought my walkie-talkie.
You just walkie-talkie to me.
Take this Fisher-Price walkie-talkie. Don't get too far away because it only works about 50 feet away.
Johns are pretty scary sometimes.
Can you imagine you're a guy who's hired a couple of hookers. They come to the house and you're like, oh, there's going to be some real creepy guy out there in the car waiting. And it's like little green bean
right.
behind the wheel of a
hey,
big.
Hey, listen, I don't know if she told you the rules. No butt stuff.
Yep.
No funny business. If you got knives, check them at the door.
Cash first.
Cash first. No checks.
Not as intimidating.
No money orders. And most of all, no funny business, fella.
Yeah.
I got a walkie-talkie just waiting to scream on.
That's right.
That's a weird setup.
Yeah.
It's a very weird setup.
Yep.
This one, my mom got in trouble for pleasuring herself at school and in public on multiple occasions. Definitely a bit shocking, I'd say.
My God.
Oh, geez. Mom wants to go to the park last time.
Oh, shoot.
It was a disaster.
Dude, your mom's at it again.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I just want to juggle him. Put your privates away.
You better get out of here, man.
Ah, gee, I got to go do something about that.
The dialer.
Oh, some kids just don't have a chance, right?
No. That's because that's really what you're finding out. You're finding out you don't have a chance.
Man, oh, man. Off to Chris, who's with us. Chris, most shocking thing you discovered about your mom there in Tampa?
Oh,
Hello, mate. How are you, Chris Drain,
oh,
mate?
Oh, Australian Chris. How you doing, man?
Yes, how are you? How are you?
We're good. We're good.
That's good. I was thinking of a new name for the show. It's like the old, you know, Miss Muppet sat on the tuppet. You know that?
Yeah.
And you know, she ate, so it would be turds and whey. Like that.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Yeah, the turds and whey.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris. And Dave and Chuck the Freak, eh?
Yes, yeah. That's us. What's your story about your mom?
Okay, so there's a guy, there's an Australian comedian called Kevin Bloody Wilson, and he's like, every second word is a swear word. He got, like, banned for saying a certain word in Canada. They sent him home.
Okay.
He signed, like, a waiver. They said, if you're going to tour here, you can't say this particular word. And he's like, oh, I promise I won't say it. And his first concert in Toronto, he, like, said the word in the first song, and they're like, you're out of here. But anyway, we're sitting around playing, like, just, you know, the games late at night, and we're talking about, you know, certain words for vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of went around the table, and obviously a lot of them I'm not going to say on the air. But my mum's Scottish, so I know your mum's Irish, right, Dave? So they're always amusing. And she goes, oh, what about Harry Lasso?
Harry Lasso.
And everyone's jaw just dropped. That was... just like, wow, how did you know that, Mom?
Yeah, I don't even know how that makes sense. But she's lassoing dongs, I guess, right? Yes. All right, Chris, good luck to you, man.
Yep.
Harry Lasso. This one says,
Scottish woman.
My mom was an army base slut. That's how she met my dad.
Oh, yeah.
Another one said, found out my mom ran a small drug gang in Vegas when she was 20 before meeting my dad at 22. That's a badass bitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, this guy said, was married to a mobster and cheated on him with my dad.
Oh, my God.
That's scary.
My dad had no idea at first. Then when he found out, he thought he was going to get whacked for years.
Oh, yeah. That's nuts.
I would assume.
You don't hook up with a mobster lady.
No. No, you don't.
Steve's with us from Boston. What's the most shocking thing you found out about your mom, Steve?
Son, your old man can go at any time.
In the 60s, my mother was a stewardess for TWA. She's been a nurse my whole life. I'm 48 years old, and I found out that she was a stewardess first.
So back in the 60s, she flew.
Huh. She probably did a little more than that. I mean,
you hear some good-looking stewardess probably got around.
The 60s, man.
Yeah.
It was the 60s.
It was a different
travel.
Time. You could smoke on planes. That was my favorite.
Dan.
You could bang right on a plane.
You found out something about your buddy's mom that was shocking.
Oh, hey, guys. This is Dan from Boston.
Hey, man.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, nothing much. Hey, we're in high school. We found our buddy's mom was an underground sex fighter, winner takes all on stage.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. What's an underground sex fighter?
Just what it seems like.
So it's like WWE, but with lingerie. And, you know, and like whoever wins, you know, they threw him on stage and everybody.
Yeah, they pound the other person.
What?
They used to make videos of this.
Really, they did?
Yeah, there's a few of them.
So it's like a Jello wrestling type thing?
No, it's like wrestling. There's like a ref. There's like a referee, and they're trying to get them like in submissions and stuff like that. It's like a real fight.
I was hoping it was like gladiator fights, but with sex toys instead of actual swords and knives.
It's not, but I mean, start it up.
That's just in your fantasy.
Start it up.
That's just
I would kick ass at that.
Yeah. It's like
underground sex.
My mom's was an underground sex fighter.
That's a crazy thing.
It's just wild because she had sex in front of people.
Did they have sex after?
Yeah. That's what the winner would then
take
the other person who they've
destroyed.
So she would peg? Prepare to peg.
Oh, so it's got all the excitement of a WWE wrestling event.
Exactly.
With all the eroticism of a live sex show?
Yeah.
We need to start our own business.
Listen, I remember being like way younger and seeing that stuff for the first time. It was like some of the first pornos that were out there was this like wrestling. And it would have like the big girl. It'd be like, all right, and they would do like a little, this is the one girl's stats and everything, and this is the other person's stats. And you're like, here we go. It's going now.
Get your boners out, boys.
Crazy.
My God. Never heard of it before, this woman.
Neither.
Didn't know it was a thing.
Underground sex fights.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Someone said, I found out my mom was a million whores. She banged a bunch of dudes throughout her marriage to my dad. Throughout the marriage.
Sure.
Young, old, wild. It was just wild news to me.
Mm.
You don't want to find out your mom's a million whores.
Son, your mom is a disgusting whore.
Speaking of, okay, so this is million whores, but cooler.
Yeah.
Found out my mom did coke with Led Zeppelin.
Wow.
And gave Robert Plant a BJ.
I think your mom probably did more than that. Knowing Robert Plant. That's just what she could tell you. That
so
was
on
life.
Some level,
he
that's...
on her chest.
Oh, my God.
And then hit her in the face with a fish.
I'm not the type that would think that's cool, but I think there are some people out there that would think that's cool. That
I wouldn't blame her. Let me just put it that way.
I wouldn't think that's cool.
No.
It's not cool, but I wouldn't blame her.
I don't know. It changes things when you watch some of that live Led Zeppelin stuff and you can see his Johnson.
It's huge.
David.
It's huge.
Mom was all up in that. Anthony, yeah. We're talking about the most shocking thing you learned about your mom.
Those are tight jeans.
So for me, it was my brother's 3 years older than me, and his group of friends always went out and partied and everything. But when he found out, well, they knew one of his friend's moms was the next porn star. And when they found out about it, one of his friends ended up hooking up with his mom. And yeah, it wasn't pretty.
Oh, no. You can't have sex with your friend's mom and it be pretty still.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the truth. That's a twist to that. I thought just finding out your mom was a porn star is the most shocking thing you could discover. But then your porn star mom bangs your buddy.
Well, it turns out a porn star mom will bang your buddies.
Sure.
Yeah.
Morals a little bit looser on a porn star than your average mom. With voice changing technology, we're heading out to Naples right now. Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, good. Penis.
Penis. Shocking thing you learned about your mom.
Well, in the 60s and late 60s and early 70s, my mom used to drive. She owned a trucking company, and she used to drive for that company. And she would go to Mexico and South America and bring back truckloads of dope.
Mm. Wow, your mom was a drug runner?
Yeah.
She was a drug runner.
How, like, what age was she when she was doing that?
I would have to guess probably in her late 20s.
And was she with your dad then, or that was before your dad?
No. That was after my father. They divorced, and she moved on and met a guy who drove a truck, and they started running drugs.
Wow, and never was arrested for it?
Nope. Never got caught. Back then, it was a lot easier getting across the border.
Yeah.
Certain people, and you got across. And
yeah.
And the connection she had made sure she got through. And
still, though, I never pictured a woman doing that.
Wow.
That's probably smarter.
It is smarter because they suspect less.
Right. It's like the same reason like why you have elderly people do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I just watched that Clint Eastwood one.
The Mule?
The Mule.
Is it any good? I haven't seen it.
It's good. It's a little slow at parts, but it's Clint Eastwood, right? He's such a good actor. But that's the exact thing. Mm. He's an unsuspecting old dude, so he becomes the perfect mule.
Yeah, it is. It's the way to do it.
I keep telling my dad.
I really don't. No, don't. You don't, and you never would. Still with voice changing, Anonymous with us. Most shocking thing you found out about your mom?
So this actually happened before I was even born. She was still in high school, apparently. But she had this guy who was always bullying her, you know, saying all kinds of crap. Oh, I'm going to play stuff. So my mom, she got tired of it one day, and she looked at him. She said, all right, let's go. Pull it out. Let's see what you got. Let's go. And so I guess he did. And she just pointed at him and she laughed. And
the point and laugh.
And she laughed at him and they both got in trouble. She said they got suspended. But after that, he never messed with her again.
Well, yeah, that's the point and laugh will end things.
Yeah.
A few more quick texts here. My mom slept with a guy on my 8th grade school field trip to Chicago.
Thanks, Mom.
Come on, Mom. She's a legit mess, he says. So many things wrong. I know too much.
Some moms are just slutty.
Just couldn't keep it in your goddamn pants, huh, Mom?
Tried to do the French teacher.
Jesus Christ.
This one said, my mom was in a sorority. Long story short, I found out she got a toaster. Did some research, asked around. Found out in Greek life, you earn a toaster when you bang 25 fraternity brothers from a single frat house.
Get a toaster for that.
Jesus.
I will never look at my mom the same way.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad, though, my dad was the last of her slut spree.
Bet he's not.
Bet he's not. A lot of guys. I bet he's not the last
25
either.
25 guys earned you a toaster. If you have a mom who had a toaster from a frat house, surprise.
Oh, my God.
She's a whore.
I had no idea. That's, you know, I don't think I want toast.
You never want toast again.
That's it.
You got toast and it has like the Greek letters on it. Yeah. You're in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Holy.
Wow.
And one more. In the 70s, my mom robbed a party store at gunpoint. Never got caught. There's some badass women out there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And I think I'd rather find out my mom was a badass than she was a million whores.
Right. Of course.
Like, I'd rather her have been a drug runner than never got caught.
Yeah, than bang 25 frat guys.
Than got a frat toaster.
Right. Of course.
Or bang someone on my school field trip.
Yeah.
Or was a porn star who slept with my buddy.
Way better.
All that's better.
It is better.
Rob places, mom. Please.
Yeah, rob everything.
Yeah.
But don't sleep with my buddies.
No.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.